In general, gubernatorial appointments are routinely confirmed, but opponents of Marcus's selection say lawmakers should be mindful of political ethics in light of federal corruption allegations against former Governor Bob McDonnell. Senator Mark Obenshain, who narrowly lost the attorney general's race, proposed rejecting Marcus's appointment to the $130,000-a-year job. He said it has the appearance of a quid pro quo.
The public deserves the assurance that people who are being appointed to important positions such as this are being appointed because they are the best qualified person for the position, not appointed in a situation in which they're giving the appearance that they're getting a job as a form of political favor.
But Senate Majority Leader Dick Saslaw said Marcus is qualified as the former chief of staff to former Governor Jim Gilmore.
It's not an easy job. It involves a pretty thorough knowledge of the government and the inner workings of it, as well as the politics of it. And like I said, this is certainly nothing to stop the presses over. It's certainly not unusual.
The bill would next head to the House, where some Republicans have openly expressed skepticism. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.